Well, I've been very explicit and outspoken on this, in that I don't feel journalism is, by definition, an objective profession, that or a neutral profession. The reason I founded the Center for Journalism and Democracy at Howard is to say we have to take a stance on certain things. And this idea, I often quote the motto of the Washington Post, which is democracy dies in darkness. That's not a neutral stance. That's saying that our role as journalists is to protect democracy, right? So I actually see all good journalism as activism. Now, it's not the same sort of activism as someone like Ida B. Wells, right? Ida B. Wells was literally an activist and a journalist. She was a suffragist, she was a civil rights activist, and she was a journalist. So I think there is certainly a place for that. There has always been a place for that. That has never gone away, even as the mainstream press has tried to kind of purge that spirit out of journalism. But I also think just mainstream press, that when you decide you want to be an investigative reporter, you're not exposing wrongdoing just because you think it's interesting. You're exposing wrongdoing because you want our systems to serve vulnerable people. You want justice. You want to work on behalf of good and what is right. So I think that that is our calling. So there is a place for, I tell my students this all the time, that I understand the urge that you want to go out and join a protest when something happens to your community. But our job as journalists is, our activism is, we expose the thing that's going to lead people to protest, right? We empower people to know how their communities are being harmed so that they can do something about it. Our founders were wrong on many, many, many things, our official founders. But one thing that they understood, that Thomas Jefferson understood, is that a free people must be an informed people. And there's a reason ours is the only profession that is in the Constitution. There is a reason why the First Amendment to the Constitution protects a free press, is because we play a unparalleled role in a democracy and a free society. And that's not something that I take lightly. And I think far too often we are now taught that objectivity requires us to adhere to this notion of balance, even when we are reporting on a political system that has a tremendous imbalance. I say our obligation is not to balance or objectivity, our obligation is to the truth. So Ida B. Wells, we know Ida B. Wells. I don't have to be the Ida B. Wells whisperer to know she would be a harsh and an acerbic critic of media right now, and of mainstream media, and frankly, of much of Black media, which is not following the tradition, which is doing a lot of obviously celebrity reporting, and not really doing reporting necessary for our communities. But she certainly would reserve her harshest words for a mainstream press that seems very ill-suited for this moment. Let me say that too often feels very unsuited for this moment, though there are certainly examples of tremendous reporting that's occurring.